Checking back in with Philip Chong from Quincy Asian Resources, hot off of their 33rd annual virtual Lunar New Year celebration and not stopping there. Hi, Philip. Nice to see you again.
Hey, Joe. Thank you for having me. Happy Lunar New Year. Gong Hei Fa Choy.
Thank you. Gong Hei Fa Choy to you as well. The year of the ox. So hard work, determination, steadfastness, resetting, and all those great characteristic terms that hopefully will go well in 2021.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a challenging year, but we're hoping for the best.
How did the virtual celebration go on Sunday?
It was a great turnout. We have a lot of people tuning in. First of all, thank you for QATV. The team always been very supportive and truthfully, like you guys been so good providing all the equipment. So our team can set up a mini studio at our North Quincy site. And then Michael and the team from QATV actually live coordinating. Mayor Cook did amazing work with the video. So the turnout was great. We have a great raffle, trivial questions. We're giving out gifts and we have a virtual performance and stuff like that. So it's very touching. And then we're very proud for the city that we can continue the transition during the pandemic. And we hope next year we will be in person in North Quincy High School. Yeah.
Yeah, just a reminder for folks who weren't able to watch it, it's still posted on our website, your website as well. It'll be played here on our channels, so folks have many opportunities to see it again.
Yes.
But that's only just a small part of what Quincy Asian Resources has been up to during the pandemic, right?
Yes. So we've been talking, since the pandemic started, there are lots of individuals and family being impacted from losing their jobs, from health concerns, business actually being impacted, especially small business, Asian small business being impacted. We have lots of business that with restaurant owners, nail salons, beauty salons, massage parlors. A lot of them actually are Asian owned. With the pandemic, you know, they couldn't do the business. So we helping all of them from filing unemployment claim, well-being check, and then also for the small business, we helping them on the PPP, the payrolls program from the Small Business Administration. So a lot of things that we're trying to help them to go through this really tough time transitioning. And then for elders is another big population that is our concerns. First of all, they are high risk in terms of the COVID and the isolation, you know, the additional isolation because of the pandemic. A lot of them, you know, one of the things that COVID been doing for many years is trying to engage, trying to break the isolation from where they are. And then with the pandemic, it's just exacerbated. So we've been doing lots of work in terms of re-engaging with them. We continue our social engaging programs with the elders. We have a longstanding program called Survival English Program that we, it's a year-long structure cohort-based program for the elders. Is the 55 plus. So we have a long standing of cohorts, close to like 25 senior join us in person at the North Quincy site and then also Quincy Center site. With the pandemic, we switch it to online. And at first we were really concerned about elders using Zoom. I think the silver lining with the pandemic is all of our elders from starting really intimidated using technology to become their norm, something that they're so used to. So definitely it was a learning curve. Historically, we've been doing a lot of cell phone class for the elders as well. But after we gone through the learning curve, Right now, we do the Zoom Survival English for the elders. So it's going weekly, and it's been very successful. We're doing in Mandarin as a one cohort, and Cantonese as another cohort. So it's going very, very well. And the other thing that we're doing is a food security. One thing that we have a lot of great partners from QCAP. A couple years ago, we started partnering with QCAP, helping food stamp recipients using the food stamp to purchase local fresh produce from the farmers market. So we partner with QCAP, we partner with the Quincy Farmers Market, and then also Quincy Housing Authority. It was a success. What we did was partnered with a local farmers and create a mobile market in the Germantown at the O'Brien Towers. And so the residents, especially lots of elders, they can purchase, they can access the local fresh produce, and then they can also use the HIP, which is the health initiative program from the SNAP, to buy these local produce. We also have been working with Germantown South Shore YMCA team. Every week we have staff at the Germantown Neighborhood Center to support the food pantry operations. With the pandemic, they've been triple and quadruple in terms of the volume people asking for the food. Last but not least, it's also Interfaith. They've been doing great work for the residents. They also serve a lot of Asian customers. So we've been helping them for translation, and Rick being the greatest partner. We have Asian clients that referred by Partners in Health, who is doing the contact tracing for Massachusetts. We helping families, that the entire family being infected by COVID, and they couldn't go out to get food. So for Cory Food Program, we access for the food, but at the same time, families need diapers, need PPE. We just pick up a phone and call Interfaith, and Rick would just say, hey, come here, pick it up. And then we deliver it to these family members. So a lot of things. I know this is just a part of it, but overarching, we have been, Cory been providing these food boxes, these fresh food boxes for free for the elders in Quincy, Boston, and Malden. And in early this year, we set our goal to deliver 1 million meals and food boxes to the elders and families who are impacted by the COVID-19. And very, very happy. Past Friday, we just exceeded for 650,000 meals and food boxes that we've been delivering to the elders and families.
Wow, so you've already more than half met your goal.
Yeah, our goal was like by June, we hope to meet the goal, but we think we're going to meet it, because definitely there's a growing demand from the elders. And then also we have a lot of good supporters from all these like big corporation partners, local communities, health center. They all want to help to be part of this initiative. So we are very touched and honored to work with them.
Yeah, I know Governor Baker recently spoke about that collaboration, and I'm going to show folks just a little video here about that story to kind of sum it up.
So I need to give the credit to Governor Baker. I mean, we did the whole video. He did not speak that for just for Cory, for that speech. It's for the overarching in terms of food security from the states, with all the local organization been doing. We also very honored that we are awarded from the state food security infrastructure program to create the first multilingual online portal. So food recipients, especially SNAP program recipients, they can use the food stamp online to buy the local fresh produce. And then it will be a portal that developed by Corey, so people can choose the language to purchase that. And we definitely want to open this platform for our residents in Quincy. As we all know, we have the largest Asian populations per capita in Massachusetts. So there's definitely a great need for that.
How are you reaching out, Philip? I mean, how are you making sure that folks aren't falling through the cracks, you know, that they're accessing all the services they're entitled to?
Yes, yes. That's the most challenging part. So we have, and actually, this is a great question. Historically, and pun intended, our bread and butter wasn't food security. We're social services. And we do a lot of outreach from word of mouth, from marketing, social media, referrals from our partners. But since the pandemic, our outreach tools, I would say, is through the food security work that Corey's been doing. Mm. And we have discovered that food security is going to be continue a big problem for the community, especially the demographic that we serve, historically we serve. So our team has been looking how we making sure that people not fall through the crack and how we expand our food security initiative as an anchor for our outreach, mm-hmm. and then vertically integrated our social services through these outreach initiative from the food security work that we do. So we do, I would say we do passive and active outreach. So for all the food boxes, we have the actual hard copies for the elders in the language in terms of the work services that we provide. So they passively, they will receive that. And then actively, our outreach team will reach out to these elders actually getting these food to check in, to see that, you know, what else we can help them, or through if they have any referrals that we can help. We also have a website allowing people to sign up for food security help. So our team also receive these requests, you know, as an ongoing request. And then we will reach out to them in terms of learning how we can help them as well.
Okay. The online portal that you mentioned, how do folks access that?
Yeah. So for the online portal, people can go to our website, qarima.org. And then when they see the landing page, they just hit contact us and they put their information and then we will reach out to them. Okay. And then for the state program, the online portal, we are working with the state in terms of launching it. So we have to go through the design, development, and implementation stage. We hope to have it around 6 to 8 months.
Oh, okay. So it's still on that one. Okay.
Yes.
How has Corey been able to, you know, function during the pandemic? Obviously, you can't be as in person, staff-wise, as you had been in the past. So that's an additional challenge, right?
Yeah. So we soft open after June. So we did soft open. What that mean was we allow individuals to make appointments online, mm-hmm. and came to our offices in North Quincy and Quincy Center for services. All our programs, educational programs, been online since last March. And then when the second wave came up, we had to shut down again. So we switched back everything online. Individuals still can call us, make appointments. They can still do in-person services virtually.
Yep.
But we are planning for reopening soon. So we are working on that as well.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. How important is it for kids to get back into the classrooms, do you think, Philip? And how will that help maybe solve some of the food insecurity issues?
Yeah, as a parent of two daughters, this is desperately wanting them to go back. So as we all seen that CDC announced a plan to reopening school last week, So I think definitely precaution, social distancing at the school, and then the vaccination. And vaccination is one of the things that we also working really hard to partner with the state, the elder services, and all different partners to making sure everyone got vaccinated. Yeah. And then working with the city, making sure that people can have access to register the vaccination site is as well. I know this is not the question you have, but I jump a little bit. We actually partnered with state elder services, elder affairs, to bring some of the elders and their companion to Family Park this week to get the vaccine, the vaccination. So we're providing free transportation, making sure that they have access to it. But I know a lot of local health centers have been doing well, managed Self-Cove, BI, Social Health, and the city. So we all hands on deck, as the mayor always says, all hands on deck, and we're making sure that everyone got vaccinated.
Yeah. Do you think, though, as kids start to go back to class, maybe they'll be getting meals at school again? Will that kind of help alleviate some of the crisis in the food situation?
I think the food security, the challenges are the I would say for the socioeconomic status, if you look at the statewide data, people that making a family of four, making 50,000 below is considered poverty level. Hmm. And what I'm talking about 50,000 are people making minimum wage and working 40 hours a week. Yeah. So imagine two parents with two kids, doing that. So, with the standard of living, with the rent, with everything, a lot of them, they cannot buy the food. Yeah. And lots of them, sometimes is the situation really have to sometimes make the bad choices in terms of the food choices, the meal choices. One of the things in terms of food security we're working is, besides feeding the hunger, is how can have create a pathway to eat healthy, to do the education about choosing, you know, what kind of food to choose, and then access to it, access to local fresh produce, eating more plant-based diets. So I think opening it back to school, the food security is not going to be go away. Okay. So it's going to be continue. There's a lot of work that we will continue to do to make the change in terms of our community, especially community that in need for food security. I think the food security, just so generally speaking, is not just about being full, it's being healthy. How are you living a healthier life?
Yeah. Are folks in the Asian community reticent to get the vaccine, as we have seen in other communities of color?
Mm-hmm. Anecdotally, I see a lot of Asian elders are very receptive. There are some concerns. There are some concerns that we talk to about side effects and safety. Yep. But eventually, it's all becoming about the education. And so, but I see a lot of elders are very receptive, actually got their shots as well. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah. That's really good to hear.
How can the community help Quarry, you know, fulfill their mission? What are some of the things that the Quarry could use?
I think continue to talk to us. I think communication is extremely important, especially for the City of Quincy community. Write to us, talk to us, feel free to give us a call in terms of their needs, what they have seen, and ideas. I think one thing that ideas is the most valuable contribution that I have seen. A lot of work that we do, from me, people think that I brag about all the work that I do and my organization do and our board member volunteers, but I can tell you that all these ideas are from people talking to me. Hmm. So we have an open communication. I really enjoy talking to the community. I really enjoy their feedback and their ideas. So don't stop talking to us and keep coming. Ideas is all welcome.
Okay. Yeah. I was speaking to the mayor recently, and he praised Corey and yourself specifically for turning the business model around there, basically, rather than going from an agency that is requesting assistance to an agency that is providing assistance. And he had high remarks for you on that regard.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm also a lucky guy. I really find something that I really enjoy doing it. I think also personality, and Joe, you know me since day one, I joined Corey. I think I'm the guy that I like to be, I like the inclusion. So I think like what your question is, what I'm hoping the most from the community is this open dialogue that we can all work together, collaborate together. Of course, I have my weaknesses and I do things really fast. I'm a very fast-paced person, as you know. But I think, you know, the sequency, the people have been so so patient and happy working with us. So we are honored to be part of the city.
Yeah. I know you're active on social media also, yes?
Yes. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, everything. And we don't abuse it. We're trying to use it to let people know that, you know, there are different options and services that we're providing. Yeah.
Sure. I know that although the Lunar New Year celebration is over, the party's not going to stop, right?
Yes. We actually, this year, we extend, Corey extend our celebration for Lunar New Year for the entire February. So what that mean is, we'll continue to do the food boxes, delivering the food boxes to the elders and families. And then we also actually working with the Asian Coalition to do the Lunar New Year car parade, started from Boston and ending in Quincy at the Kamen supermarket. So I was told that it will be around 50 cars. So Corey will be part of it, and I think it's a good celebration and good cultural diversity and inclusion. It will be not just Chinese organization, but we will also have Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese organization join together as a celebration.
Oh, very good. That's something to look forward to for sure.
Yes, yes. Hopefully we're not causing any. I think the state trooper is going to be there, so yes.
Yes, you'll have a police escort.
Yes, yes. Are you going to join me?
Oh, sure. I'll decorate my car for you.
Yes, yes.
Are there volunteer opportunities, Philip, that need to be filled at Corey?
Oh, yes, yes. We're also very fortunate. We have lots of people come to us, write to us about partnership and volunteers. We have a upcoming climate change focus group that we partner with UMass Boston. We need Asian volunteers to join us on the focus group talking about their perception about climate change to global warming. We have actually a lot of former youth members that who graduated from Quincy Public School, high schools, who involved with our festivals, planning, volunteers, and coming back to us in terms of contributing back to the youth and community. But people can write to us if you're interested in volunteering with Corey. Just email us on the info@quincyasianresources.org or text me. My number, can I plug my number?
It's up to you, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, 857-719-3595. 857-719-3595. Text me, and then we will reach out to you.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to touch on right now?
As always, really enjoy talking to you. I hope people continue to support our work to help the community. And it's a challenging time, but we feel very fortunate because we have the community. It's a strong community. Quincy is just amazing city with the mayor, with all the elected officials, with all different great organizations, business, and the people. It's amazing people.
Well, that's a good way to leave it. We're happy here at QATV to be one of your community partners. So reach out anytime, Philip.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy, healthy.
Thank you.